the sea is of no great depth at the great banks. A few hundred fathoms at best. But to the south there is a deep, suddenly occurring depression, a 3,000-meter pit. Here the Gulf Stream widens. Its waters come to full blossom. It loses its speed and temperature, but turns into a sea. Among the fish that the Nautilus startled along its way, I'll mention a 1-meter lumpfish, blackish on top, with an orange belly, and rare among its brethren in that it practices monogamy, a good-sized eelpout, a type of emerald moray whose flavor is excellent, wolfish, with big eyes and a head that somewhat resembles a canine's, viviparous blennies, whose eggs hatch inside their bodies like those of snakes, bloated gobio, or black gudgeon, measuring 2 decimeters, grenadiers, with long tails and gleaming with a silvery glow, speedy fish venturing far from their high Arctic seas. Our nets also hauled in a bold, daring, vigorous and muscular fish armed with prickles on its head and stings on its fins, a real scorpion measuring 2 to 3 meters, the ruthless enemy of a cod, blennies, and salmon. It was the bullhead of the northerly seas, a fish with red fins and a brown body covered with nodules.